This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
My name's Allison Ballard, and I was the supervisor of Eastern Egg Rock for the Siebert Institute, otherwise Project Puffin as well. So this is actually my third season with this project. I actually spent my first two on Matinicus with Tracy Faber as my supervisor. And then this year it was my first season supervising an island. And I wanted to stay on an Alcid Island. I like the diversity. I like all the work that we get to do. And I learned a lot from Tracy. And so I went to Eastern Egg Rock to supervise. So for this project, moving from Matinicus Rock to Eastern Egg Rock was quite different because Matinicus is much larger and there's just greater numbers. There's greater numbers of puffins. You have razorbills and murres, which we don't have on Eastern Egg Rock. The number of storm petrels is also greater. Greater number of Arctic terns. So just the amount of seabirds in general is higher. We do have roseate terns on Eastern Egg, which is also very special considering their status. But yeah, just being on Eastern Egg Rock, it is just a smaller colony. The work that we do is similar in a lot of ways, just on a smaller scale. Of course, Eastern Egg Rock has a much greater public side. So that is something that is also something you do not have to handle on Matinicus. So you have a lot of time spent, just greater numbers of birds, but no really public education to the same extent as you have on Eastern Egg. So we have a lot more groups that come in to see the island. It's the flagship island. So a lot of time is spent managing that as well. So it's just different in different ways. The really amazing thing about Eastern Egg is it is more near shore than both Seal and Matinicus. And that also kind of makes it very special for having this area in the Gulf of Maine that does get different types of birds that are both seen in more southern parts and more northern parts. For example, on Egg Rock, we are in the more southern extent for the puffins, right? But we also are in a more northern range for like the roseate terns to nest. So we're in this really special kind of middle area, it seems, to be able to get these birds that kind of are both in a more northern and southern range. We do have 352 known puffin burrow sites as of this year, which is really amazing considering the history of the island and having gone from no puffins on the island to where we are now. So it is really amazing to see how those numbers have gone up. And you can really see it when you're walking around the island. We found a lot of new burrows this year. And after those really big winter storm from a couple years ago, the puffins are really nesting really close to each other just because the island, there's only so much space for them. And so they do seem to be nesting in more like dense areas in some pockets of the island, just because there's only so much space for them. It is harder for us on Egg Rock to assess the productivity of our puffins in comparison to Matinicus and Seal because our colonies' burrow areas are very, very rocky in a sense that it is hard to be able to basically keep tabs on them throughout the season. So we basically are really only checking in on chicks whether we see them getting feeds. And if we see an adult go into a burrow with a feed, we know that that nest is active. But as far as the body condition, it's harder for us to assess that from when they hatch until when they fledge. But this year we did get a good number of puffin chicks that we banded. And so we did notice that puffin chicks that we were able to band earlier in the season, as far as when they were about to fledge, were definitely in better body condition than the ones that we were getting towards the tail end of the season, which were very, very small, some to the point that we could not put bands on them because they were so small. So that is very similar in regards to body condition of these birds.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.